Well, good evening. I don't know how I can even follow that. It looked like one professional singer and all these background artists behind her. It was great. I loved it. Oh. Now, this week has been a tremendous blessing. I have been extremely blessed by y'all, and I thank you very much. I want to point out one thing. I want to thank my staff down at the Nature Center that put in extra duties so that I could be able to come in here and speak to you guys and spend some time with you and stuff like that. They did a great job, and I want to say thank you to them for the work that they did. But this has been an awesome week. Though the weather hasn't been always so beautiful, but at least it ended great. I mean, we can't hardly get better than this one. This was a great day. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to take a few moments here just to go back over a little bit of what we talked about this week, because what we covered in here, for those, if you'll recall, or if you weren't here for all of them, we talked about, started off the week talking about who Jesus is. That's an important thing, to know who Jesus is. Wouldn't you agree? Very good, yes. And so we went back into the scriptures to see exactly who is Jesus. And it says in Hebrews chapter 1, in these last days he spoke to us, this is speaking about God, by his Son. And we learned what that means, that Jesus is the Son of God. And it said that God has appointed him heir of all things, meaning that he will inherit everything in creation, and that he made the universe. Jesus is the creator God. He's not a secondary God or a little God. He's the one who created everything. And we learned that. It says that he's the Son of the radiance of God. Jesus has the shiny glory that God has called Shekinah glory. And at the Transfiguration, he even demonstrated that. And it says that he's the exact impression, the exact imprint of God. Jesus is totally 100% God. He's not a lesser thing. And it says that with his power, he sustains all of creation. And it says that he made purification for sins. He died for us, and he shed his blood for us. And then he sat down at the right-hand majesty of God on high, which is where he's at today. He's alive and well, and he is sitting on the throne of God. But going back then, talking about the purification of sin, we studied this week sort of a gruesome thing, what crucifixion is. And it wasn't something very pretty. It wasn't something that anybody would ever want to willingly go through. It's the most hideous, the most evil, the most diabolical way man has ever figured out on how to kill another man. And Jesus did that, and he shed his blood. And the reason he shed his blood was because of why we exist. Do you know that we exist because God created us to walk with him? In the Garden of Eden, when God created Adam and Eve, they walked together. That's what we were created for. God also created angels, but he made us special. No, we're not powerful like the angels, but God made us very, very special in his own image, that we would have a personal relationship with him, that we would walk with God. Adam and Eve walked with God in the garden, and that's why we were created, to walk with God, to have a personal, close relationship with God, that we would talk with God, that we would listen to God. We tell him things. He tell us things. That's why we were created. But God is holy. The greatest description we can think of all the things that make up God, is that he is holy. He is so holy we can't even comprehend it. And God cannot have sin in his presence. We choose to disobey. Some people tell me, I can't believe that God would lovingly send people to hell. Folks, God doesn't send people to hell. We choose to go there. He's made a way for us not to go there, and people reject it. It's not that God is sending them to hell. We reject his free offer of grace. But because we sin, the only way to get rid of our sin, we can never, ever do good enough deeds. Teaching Sunday school, going on a missions trip, putting money in an offering, that will not get you right with God. The only way to get rid of sin is by blood. So Jesus had to come and take our place in death. He's totally God. He's totally human. And it's what it took to take away our sin. It had to be somebody who was perfect, who had never sinned. That was God. It had to be somebody who was human to represent all people. That's why he was human. And that's why Christmas is so important besides getting presents. That's why Christmas is so important. God came and became human. And that was what was so important. But because we sin, we can't be with God. So God had a plan to take everybody's sin and put it just on one person, and that was Jesus. And to be hung on a tree was to be cursed of God. God curses sin. So God had Jesus die on the cross. Now, Jesus didn't have to do that. He could have stopped at any moment, but he went through it all, through the most horrible death possible, simply because he loves us. And it was the only way for us to get back with God. That's what that part was all about, the crucifixion. And we talked about how Jesus actually went through all of the suffering and stuff simply because he loves us. That's what that was about. But it didn't end there. Even though Jesus was crucified, he was buried in the ground, he rose again, and he's alive today. And because of that, we talked about the resurrection, which is so important because that proved that Jesus is God and everything that he had said is real. And so we celebrate. That's why we go to church on Sundays and we meet together on Sundays, because that's the day that Jesus rose from the grave. It was on a Sunday. So Sunday morning, we like to get together, and it's supposed to be a celebration. And that's what it is. So we talked about that. And then today, I laid a challenge. Our theme is follow me. And we took a look at a verse that was going back to the book of Matthew, chapter 16. And it says there in verse 24, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. To have a relationship with God, there's three things there that we have to do. Once we are saved, what we must do is we have to deny ourselves, we have to take up the cross, and we have to follow Christ. Today I left you with a challenge on that. We explained what those three parts are. All of us need to put other people first. That is so important. Jesus was constantly not putting himself first. He was God, but he put other people first. He served people all the time. He was always thinking of us. We need to do the same thing. And if we do that, if we put other people's best interests first, how much better our marriages and our lives will be. Second, we have to be willing, as it says here, to take up the cross. In other words, be so sold out to God that we're willing to even die, to die for that. Even the most hideous type of death. And then to follow him, to do what he says, to be in this relationship. So I'm going to leave you with this challenge. We talked about salvation, that it's the only way of getting to God is through the blood of Jesus Christ. But now, once we become Christians, some people have a tendency of being a secret Christian. That's not what God wants. And that is not what this is talking about. This is somebody who is willing to let people know that they are followers of Jesus Christ. So I challenge you. I double dog dare you to let people know this gospel, this good news. I know at work, at school, in the neighborhood, with friends and stuff, sometimes it's very easy to sit back and just not let people know of your relationship with Jesus. But you know what Jesus said? You deny me in front of your friends, I will deny you in front of the Father. This is serious. I challenge you, please do not be a secret Christian. It takes guts. You might get persecuted. You might have hard times and stuff. Jesus said, they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. But that's part of being a true Christian. There's nothing in here saying to be a secret Christian. So that's my challenge that I leave you with this evening. Don't keep it a secret. Don't keep it hidden. Let the world know. As Jesus said, go ye therefore into all the world, making disciples, making followers of me. That's what we're supposed to do. God bless you all. Thank you.